This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Damn straight advice. Send them in, 713-572-4610. Damn straight advice is also... I'm looking at the text line, and the text line looks like, what's so funny?
I don't know.
I don't know. Something just popped in my head. I can't wait to get to this question.
Oh, okay. So it's a,
let's jump in.
Okay, well, hang on a second. Let me. Hi, Laura.
Right, Laura's
here for Damn
hey,
Straight
Laura.
Advice. Rich, this is a damn straight request for you, apparently.
Have at it. I'm ready.
Hey, the text page keeps moving. Here we go. Hey, Rich, please tell the guys, I'm assuming that means me and Ted,
yeah,
to quit pouring sugar on this crappy offseason. Wait and see. For what? There's nothing left. We've been outplayed in the trade market and demolished in free agency. So can you go ahead and put Ted and I in our place for this listener? They're asking you to put me and Ted in our place. Because Ted and I apparently are a couple of sunshine-pumping sugar daddies.
That I don't agree with. But yes, I am the one in this room who thinks the sky is falling.
Of the three of us, you think it's falling the most.
Yeah, I think they have failed to this point. Even with what Aaron Colvin might bring to the table, they have failed to this point.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, we're still 17 minutes away from deals actually being allowed to be announced.
We are, you know. And
so we'll give them some benefit of the doubt.
Names still out there, you know, like it's, would you have wanted your term papers graded on only the first four paragraphs instead of the whole thing?
I like that we got a guy like Aaron Colvin as opposed to maybe Malcolm Butler at a higher price, Trumaine Johnson at a higher price.
Yes.
I think Aaron Colvin, for what he does, is a great value at what they're paying him.
I think the key with not paying those guys like Solder and Norwell, Trumaine Johnson, Malcolm Butler maybe, is the other guys that you can get in addition. The Texans played it that way 6 years ago with Jonathan Joseph and Daniel Manning instead of paying what they made combined for Nnamdi Asamoah, who failed miserably.
A lot of the guys that we wanted them to bring in, Malcolm Butler, Nate Solder, the guard, Norwell, those guys are all getting the highest contracts at their respective positions. Again, that's always a little bit dangerous when it's your team throwing out the highest paid, you know, for X position to anybody.
I just like the tweets like this one, like Alarm Guy sent on Twitter. I don't see a lot of difference now between now and the previous GM. I see the Titans and Jags playing to win. Texans just playing barely. I'm like, he's not even like into his first hour of free agency yet.
It's not official. It's not even officially started yet.
I don't really see
yet.
A big difference.
Like, you know, fire him.
Wow, Yeah, let's maybe get through the first few days.
Yeah, I agree.
Hi, Laura.
Hey.
Would you like to read the question that had you so smiley over there, Ted? Did you have a damn straight advice?
I don't have it, but I have a different one.
Ted, your thoughts on online dating? Any advice? I think, look, I'm pitching eHarmony, and I'm a big fan of eHarmony. Why? Again, I have two sisters, older. I have four sisters. Two of them found their husbands on eHarmony. True story. So I'm a big believer in it. And you know what you do? You know what it is with online dating? You see the pictures.
Yeah.
You see a lot of the religious belief. You cut to the chase as opposed to like dating is such a dance and it's just kind of this, you're not really fully, you know, maybe showing your cards and who you really are. Online dating cuts through all of that. And I love that. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things that are deal breakers for people and you can see it on the screen. If that's something that they are into that you're not, boom.
Yeah.
You don't even have to waste time. So it cuts through a lot of the clutter,
if you
will.
It does. It didn't have it available to you many years ago. I'm going to read one that's on. Sean, what are your thoughts on mortgages? Well, I would go to Rock Mortgage is what I would do. They do a great job. 832-230-3030.
Is the sales department texting us?
I may have made that up.
Story topper.
Ted got asked about online dating.
Well,
it's like, I want someone to ask about my sponsor.
Did you see the one down here that says, I've discovered that I've been living with low T for several years now, and I think I'm getting T replacement via the needle. But the doc really has me worried about the side effects. I'm 36 years old and shouldn't have testosterone of a 50-year-old. Should I buck up and get the treatment?
I would say yes.
Yes. Stop planting questions on the text line.
It's not me. No, I think the sales department
is doing this.
It's just funny. Yeah.
No, but these are good questions. This is a serious problem for some people.
You're right. Yeah.
I would say do it, my man. I would say don't walk, run to Low T Center. I feel, honestly, I mean, you guys see, huh? Laura, you see the effects.
You're looking good, Teddy Bear.
Right? Yeah. You see the effects. It's really good.
I don't notice these things.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I liked Fat Ted better.
I've lost 30 pounds.
I'll help you with that.
No way.
Well, you know,
Fat Ted has a much better attitude.
I felt less inadequate.
Well, you know what the old Fat Ted used to say? The fatter, the funnier. Right. I always thought the fatter I got, the funnier I got. So I don't know if I was my funny anymore, but I'm a lot skinnier and I'm a lot healthier now.
You say so.
Well, I think you should not be funny.
All right. I won't be funny anymore.
Even though Elaine Bennis once said, you know, even admitting a man is attractive doesn't make you gay. I can't do it.
Okay, Rich. I know that's always
been a
sticking point
can't
for you, buddy.
By the way, 713-572-4610. Step it up, listeners. Hey, Triple Threat, should I redeem my winning Lotto Texas scratch-offs for cash or more tickets?
Cash.
Yeah, cash it out.
Yeah.
Depends on how much, right?
What's the most you've ever won on a scratch-off?
I don't ever win.
$40.
I won $100 one time.
Yeah.
The only time I ever do scratch-offs is on Christmas Day. Amy's family, that's like part of the ritual on Christmas Day after you open your stockings, they give each of us, me, Amy, her sister's boyfriend, they give us each like 5 or 6 scratch-offs, and we sit there at the table scratching the scratch-offs, and then we get to cash in whatever we get. I got $100 one year. It was great.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks. Yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah.
My boss accused me of lying, and I have the documentation to prove I was not lying. Should I kick his ass or move on or work it out?
I'd try working it out. I can't advocate violence. Yeah. As tempting as that might be.
Well, as a
probably
person
not the best idea.
Who documents a lot of stuff that happens. I mean, I've got folders and files and stuff like that. I would go to him and say, I think we have a misunderstanding, or I think we had a miscommunication. Here's what I was told on this date, on this email by this person. You know, where's the disconnect?
And that's a horrible feeling, though. I mean, if you feel like you're right and your boss is accusing you of being wrong, that's a really difficult position. You know what? You got to look yourself in the mirror every single day. So I would, in a respectful way, go to the boss and let him know.
Right. Make sure it's closed door.
Yeah.
Nobody else is there, so he's not embarrassed or anything like that. Just close the door and, you know,
tell him what you got to tell him. Yeah. Be respectful about it.
I'm single, looking for a wife to share my new house I need to get a mortgage on, which is stressing me out, resulting in low testosterone. What should I do?
Go to the men's club.
Yes, scrap it all.
Wow.
Perfect.
You had the grand slam. Somebody needs to lob me one now.
Yeah, yeah. When you buy that house, what should I do about these trees?
Buy that house, put in a basketball hoop.
If you have a house in Sugar Land, you're going to need,
Where should I have a car I can't get rid of? Where should I send it to?
Settle down. That's 4 mentions now for Rich.
Right, but I haven't mentioned, I don't think I've even mentioned one client. All right, here's a good one. How long into a relationship, and I'm going to read it as it's worded.
I've never heard it worded this way.
I'm going to read it as it's worded.
3 dates.
How long into a relationship before you let loose the bum gas?
Oh.
I'm going to go cohabitating. You don't do that unless you're living with her.
Yeah.
That's when that wall comes down, is when you're in the same house together.
Just to be safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys agree?
Yeah, I think I'm fine with that rule.
Ted, I feel like you're going to say never.
Yeah, that's a weird thing, man, because I'm kind of like, I think everything would come around, everything around flatulation is funny, and I find it humorous. I'm sophomoric that way, but I don't want my girl doing it.
Yeah.
And so
they do it, though.
No, I know. They never do it around me, ever, which I'm okay with, man. I really am. I kind of just want to have my view of my woman, and I don't ever want to see that
as part
of
it. It's not girly.
Yeah, last thing I want is, you know, hey, Dutch oven, put your head under here. You know, I don't
pull my finger.
No thanks.
Dutch oven, I don't mess with that.
I think you got to be into the relationship for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you said 3 dates, I'm like, Ted doesn't know what the question is.
Yeah, I have no
is.
Idea what the question is. I was just guessing.
But isn't it a matter of manners and civility, though, too?
Yes.
Of course.
I mean, so if you do it in your own home, you might, in front of the other person, pardon me and move on.
Yeah. I mean, you've been married.
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yeah. Oh, no, not on purpose.
Well, yeah, the worst part is in the middle of relations and it, you know. Hey, ho.
Great Richard Pryor routine back in the day about that. I won't go into it.
Sorry about
that. No, please do.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
Oscar and Tomball.
Yeah, that's a good one.
One of my neighbors lets her two big dogs run around in people's yards and crap. Should I pick up the crap and throw it back in her yard where it belongs? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not cool, man. Yeah.
Not cool at all.
I mean, come on.
And I would report it to the HOA as well.
She's been told before by the HOA, but she still lets them out loose, even though we have the leash law here in, the leash law here in Texas.
So let me ask you this. Does that become a police issue at some point?
I think so.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing I want to know is she home when the dogs are out doing their business? Because if she's home, what I've done before is I'll go out and stand and stare at the person waiting for them to pick it up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm evil.
Really?
Okay. I really, yes, yeah, I do that. And I also will document things with my phone. I'll take pictures, you know, of somebody, you know, doing something they're not supposed to.
Quick drop the mic on here at the end.
Gotta cover yourself.
Well, real quick, I would accumulate some of it. I would store it in a garbage bag, and then when you get enough, go to their house and then throw it against their front door.
What, and set it on fire?
Like in All the Right Moves.
You're supposed to set it on fire when you do that.
They trash Nickerson's house. I'd hang a dead chicken from the gazebo as well. Yeah. What were you gonna say, Rich?
We'll drop the mic with this one.
Sounds good.
I think this guy's thinking about ending a relationship. The text reads, "I'm thinking of going for milk and never coming back."
That's a good way to put it.
I don't think that's the right way to end a relationship.
I'll be right back. The last thing he said to me, what was it? I'll be right back. All right. That was damn straight advice. You guys did good this week. A little late.
High
I'm getting
five.
Some of the text to us.
High five.
But,
high five.
That's on us. All right. Laura, thank you.
You're welcome.
As
thank
always,
you, Laura.
We appreciate you.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.